So this is Ben Ishchai Parshas Mishpatim. So Ben Ishchai brings the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Kaf Hei. And it's speaking about that when you shouldn't go after idol worship, and you should destroy it, and you should follow Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then it says, Va'avaltem et Hashem Elokeichem. You should serve God your Lord. And then, Ubirech et lachmecha den HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bless your bread, umeimecha, and your waters, v'hasiroti machala mikirbecha, and will remove from you the machala, the illness from your midst. So the Ben Ishchai brings the pasuk, v'avad Hashem elokeichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread, lachmecha, et berech, et lachmecha, et meimecha. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, says the Ben Ishchai, seems to me with the help of heavens. The yadua, it's known, the Chachameinu Zichronon Avrocha, that our rabbis taught us, and they were derish in the Pasuk, in Tanis, Daf Beis, Avoda, right, Avoda, Zu Tfila, Avoda Shebelev, this is Tfila. So the word for Avoda is Tfila. Ki, he, Avoda Shebelev, this is the Avoda, the work of the heart. The work of the heart is to connect your heart and your desires to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Tfila. Right? V'hi shachris mincha v'avis. It's shachris, we have this mitzvah tefillah, mincha, we have this mitzvah, and avis. B'chol echad, and each one of these tefillahs, there are yutet brachot. There are 19 brachos ba'amida, in the amida, in the standing prayer.
So 18?
Laminim v'lamal shinim is the last, is the 19th bracha. Harei, sach hakol zan brachos. 3 times 19 is 57. So it's 57 brachos. Zan brachos. Communion dagan. Like the gematria of dagan. Dagan is David Gimel is 7 and Nun is 50. Ki al yedei shlosh tfilot. Through the 3 tfilas. Ye shefa panasal Yisrael. There will be a tremendous panasa to Klal Yisrael. Ki yadua, as is known. Sheparnasa tluya b'shlosh tfilot. The parnasa of a person is dependent on these 3 tfilas, she Yisrael. I.e., through our tfilas, where we connect, we're nizon, we're sustained from the bracha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that sustains us. From those tfilas comes the person's parnasa. Ulezeama, and to this it says, Yichayu dagan. V'yifrechu kegefen. That your chiyus, your yichiyu, your life sustenance comes from dagan. Dagan is zan, gematria zan brachos. And then you will blossom like a gefen, like a vine. V'yedua, and it's known. Kishem kel havaya. The name kel havaya. Kel is 13, and havaya, sorry, is 31, and Havaya is 26. 31, 26 is Ole Zan, 57.
Wow.
The Kumosha Katuv in Tehillim, Kel Hashem V'Ya'er Lanu. Right? Kel Hashem, i.e. the shame Kel Havaya, V'Ya'er Lanu, gives us light, gives us sustenance. The Shemot, the name Kel Havaya.
Where's Shemot?
The 2 names Kel Havaya, Nirmazim are hinted by otiot ochel. Why? Shehem otiot kel ku. Kel is keneged el, shem el.
Right.
And ku is 26, is keneged the gematria of Havaya. That's hinted in the word ochel. And ochel means your sustenance. Right. In other words, this name, kel Havaya, is the name that represents man's sustenance, spiritual sustenance from God, his spiritual food, which is ochel. And that spiritual food comes from his zan tfilis, right? Which is kel Hashem. That means man's spiritual food comes from his tfilis. One day a year, we have our sustenance from our tfilis. That one day is Yom Kippur. That's when we're only sustained from our tefillahs. The other years, we're sustained from our tefillahs and our physical self, because we're in a lower place. On Yom Kippur, we go to higher places where our sustenance only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where then Nikra, Och Le'aman, that's considered the man. The man that a person eats is his spiritual sustenance, which comes from his tefillos. So he says that this Ku is the Shem Havaya Ku, Vehem Chasadim Gmurim. They are represent the Chesed, complete Chesed, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us with complete Chesed. Right? That Kel sustains us with complete Chesed. Shemisham, that from this name comes, Nishba, comes to us, Parnasa Tova. Right? Hainu, that is to say, Beschut Zan Brochas, the schus of these three tefillas of Yud Tes times three, which is Zan Brochas, of Ashmona Esrei, Shoshlosh Tefillas, of our three tefillas, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, Yit'oreh will be awakened, Hashefa, this influence, Kel Havaya, which is the Shefa of our Parnasa, with complete Chesed that comes to us. Because Kel represents the Midah of Chesed. Kel Havaya represents that Midah of Chesed. Sha'ole, that has the Gematria, or Misparam Zan, of 57. Ubezeh Yuvan, and now we can understand, B'siyata Dishmaya, with the help of God, Remes HaKatuv, what's hinted in the Pasuk, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mizavinu, from his radiance, Meleim, his complete radiance, Mafikim, they give to us, it is drawn out from it, Mizan El Zan, from Zan to Zan, i.e., Shebekoach Zan Brachas, from the strength, this of, 57 brachos, the three times tefillas, Shachris, Minchen, Maariv, Namshich, comes to us, Shefa, comes to us this influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishemot Kel Havaya, from this name Kel Havaya, which is Gematria Zan, Shehem Mispazan, which is a number Zan, right? Mm-hmm. From the Zan brachos, that's when Mizan El Zan. From the Zan Brachas comes to us Zan, Mazan, the Shefa of Kelavaya. Ubezeh Yuvan, and now we can understand, B'siyat Zishmaya, another Bracha, another Pasuk. Min Ha'ochel Yatza Ma'achal. From food comes food. Ochel is Gematria, Kel Ku, which is Kel Havaya. Kloma, Min Kel Havaya, from this name, the Shefa of complete Chesed, Shemitorerim, that is mitoreh al yedei zan brachas, from these 57 brachas of Shmona Esrei, so shlosh tefillas, yatza ma'achal, comes to us our food, i.e., shehem panasa l'Yisrael, i.e., from our tefillas comes our panasa to klal Yisrael. And now we can explain the pasuk that we brought in the beginning, va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. What does it mean? You serve the Lord your God, right? Zu tefila. That's tefila, like we said in the beginning. Avoda shebalev zu tefila. Sheyesh ba zan brachas. They have in it. This tefila has zan brachas, 57 brachas. Val yedeichen, and through these zan brachas of your tefila, now the hemshech of the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless uberach et lachmecha, will bless your bread, and your waters and your drink, i.e., from the avodat Hashem Elokeichem, from serving God, will come to you the bracha to your bread and to your drinking, i.e., you will be completely satiated in terms of your physical kiyum when you are fully, properly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillas, which is your zan, which is your spiritual mazon. When you have a complete connection with the spiritual mazon, then you connect it completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, poteach et yadecha umasbia lakol chai ratzon. We open up our hands to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's masbia, he satiates it with his ratzon, with his spiritual, say, with his spiritual influence on us, and then we have, that's the makor for our panasa, for our mazon, our zan bracha.